Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is retired speech-language pathologist Betty Jane Burlingame, also known as BJ, bridging the community with a new breast cancer survivor support group for Spanish speakers. The new group will meet for a community forum event on Wednesday afternoon, February 14th at 2 o'clock at Memorial Medical Center's West Entrance, Room B. Hello, Betty, or
Hello,
BJ.
Hello, Emily. Nice to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell me a little bit about yourself. First of all, you are a survivor of 15 years?
Yes. I'm a breast cancer survivor of 15 years, and I figure that I'm very fortunate, and I want to share my experiences of having a breast cancer support group. And since I am English-Spanish bilingual, I thought it would be a good idea to start one for Spanish speakers.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Silver City, and when I was about 6 years old, I moved to Arizona with my family. My father worked for the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and at some point in his career, he decided he wanted to go overseas. So I had 2 years of high school in France. And then I came back to New Mexico for university, and I finished my master's degree in speech-language pathology in about 1972 from New Mexico State University. I'm an alum, and I decided that I wanted to have an experience, so I went to Canada for a while that lasted 18 years. And then I came back to the States, and I returned to New Mexico in 1996 and came back to Las Cruces in about 2000. And I've worked as a speech-language pathologist here at NMSU in the public schools. And just before my retirement, I worked at Tresco Tots in an early intervention program.
When were you first diagnosed with breast cancer?
I was first diagnosed in May of 1996, and I had my surgery, a lumpectomy, and then I had 12 weeks of radiation therapy, and that's all I had to have, thankfully. Although I have a stepson who said to me that if I had to, I could pull off being bald. So I thought that was very clever.
You've belonged to the Las Cruces Breast Cancer Support Group for how many years?
Well, since I moved here in 2000, so that's 11 years I've been participating with the existing group.
Well, tell me about what this new group is all about.
Well, the new group will be modeled after the existing group. We plan to have monthly meetings when we have a speaker. This new group will be for breast cancer survivors, those people who are just had their diagnosis, those who are actively in treatment. Well, this new group will be specifically for Spanish speakers because right now we don't have the ability to translate the speakers who we have now. And my goal is to have simultaneous translation. Everyone tells me that that's very expensive, and I've decided that if we don't start with that right away, we'll never have the simultaneous translation. And I think it's very important to have the simultaneous translation. It gives the people that extra comfort of asking questions in their own language, and it's a nice bridge to the community. My plan is to have people from the community, physicians, dietitians, counselors, who can come and speak to the Spanish-speaking groups about their survivorship. I would like for the survivors to have opportunity to ask questions of these speakers. In the event that we don't have a Spanish speaker, I would like for us to have simultaneous translation for the comfort not only of the speaker, but also for the listener. I think it's a nice bridge to have the simultaneous translations from the community.
So this new group in Espanol would be called Grupo para Apoyar Sobrevivientes de Cáncer del Seno, Las Cruces Breast Cancer Support Group for Spanish speakers. Now let's talk about your survivorship.
My survivorship?
Yes.
I think the best part of my experience as a survivor has been to have a group of other people who have gone through the same experiences I have had, whether they've had the same type of surgery that I have had or the type of treatment. It's nice, it's very reassuring to know that I can present a feeling and ask someone, is that okay? And then five people chime in to say, yes, that's exactly what it was like for me. And there'll be someone at the next area who will say, well, you know, it wasn't quite like that for me. So how about if you consider different options? So just being able to converse with other people who've been through the experience is very reassuring to us. It's a very safe environment. One of the main things that I've valued has been to know that whatever I share in the group does not go outside the group. It's a very confidential as well as comfortable setting.
Tell me a little bit about breast cancer and maybe to understand, is this something that is hereditary?
Breast cancer has not been shown to be hereditary, although there are studies that are going on right now. I believe they're called the sister studies, where known breast cancer survivors are studied and then their sisters, for example, will be followed over time. And there are studies to see if there is a hereditary tie.
Is it more prevalent in different races?
My understanding is that it is not more prevalent in any one race. I believe that the main difference for the different racial groups is the detection. Often people who do not have health insurance, who may not have transportation, they don't have the resources that they need for early treatment. Without early treatment, our survivorship is compromised. My breast cancer was detected at a very early stage. I had what they called stage one, which meant that I had a very small tumor, and it was easily removed from my breast. And again, as I stated earlier, my treatment was radiation only, not chemotherapy. So part of the project, once this group gets going, is to do community outreach, to teach women how to do breast self-exams so that they become familiar with the breast tissues, so that they can detect a small lump early, and then they can follow up with medical diagnostic tests, such as a mammogram or a biopsy.
Well, the community forum event will be on Valentine's Day,
yes,
Wednesday, February 14th at 2 o'clock, again at the West Entrance Room B of Memorial Medical Center. And you have a few groups you'd like to thank who have been helpful to you?
Yes. The staff of the Eichard Cancer Center there at Memorial Medical Center have been very, very helpful. The staff at La Clinica de Familia, as well as those of First Step. Each of these groups has kindly offered meeting rooms so that I can make presentations to the different populations who attend their facilities. Members of the community who will be attending that I know of so far are representatives from the Hispano Chamber of Commerce, Cowboys for Cancer, and other community groups who will talk to us about what they feel the needs are of the community. We have a perception of what the community needs for breast cancer survivors who are Spanish speakers, and we want to make sure that we know what they want for us to provide for them, other than a very comfortable place to discuss their experience with breast cancer.
The outreach to the Spanish-speaking community will be done in what manner?
At this point, my plan is to travel to Anthony, to the La Clinica de Familia Center. There will be women who are breast cancer survivors in attendance to a presentation in March, and I will be at First Step also on regular clinic days to provide information for the people who come in for their regular appointments so that they become aware of this support group.
So you're the main contact, the organization development contact?
Yes.
You have a website or an email?
I do. It's very easy. It's bjlascruces@msn.com. And people can also call me at 575-541-0546 If I'm not home, please leave a message.
El grupo para apoyar sobrevivientes de cáncer del seno se van a reunir el miércoles 14 de febrero en un foro de la comunidad a las 2 de la tarde en el centro de Memorial Medical en la entrada del oeste en el cuarto B, ¿correcto?
Sí.
¿Y qué gustarías decirle a la comunidad?
Quiero que sepan que pueden comunicarse conmigo por teléfono llamándome a 575-541-0546.
La dirección de su correo electrónico para enviarle mensaje es bjlascruces@msn.com. Muchas gracias por acompañarme aquí en Puentes. Thank you, BJ, for joining me on Puentes. Again, Betty Jane Burlingame, retired speech language pathologist and starting up a new breast cancer survivorship for Spanish speakers, un grupo para apoyar sobrevivientes de cáncer del seno. Muchas gracias. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.